Over the next 6 Sundays in Lent, Geraldine Gracie and I invite you to journey with us as we share in weekly worship here at the Chapel of Christ the Healer in Cork University Hospital. We invite you to share in our journey where through scripture, worship and experience, we will look for green shoots in the wilderness as we journey from despair to hope, our Lenten theme this year. Today we hear again the familiar story of Jesus and his wrestle with temptation following 40 days in the desert. Matthew's Gospel tells us that Jesus was famished. When we enter into a wilderness time in our lives, we can feel very alone. Life can seem pointless and fruitless. What's the point? Is a familiar question we hear in hospital. When a patient is presented with a struggling or painful treatment, it can be hard to see beyond the now. Will it be worth it? It is also during these wilderness experiences that we see and experience people in a new way. We notice things we never noticed before. We notice it when someone is with us and they seem uncomfortable, when we tell them how we are feeling. They say one thing, but they convey something else. When we share our doubts and our frustrations, others can be uncomfortable with this. Some will try to cheer us up, when all we want is for them to listen to us, to be beside us. The wilderness is a lonely place. Our lives can be ruptured to their very core. All can be laid bare. This week past, the world has been shaken again by natural disaster. Even if it was the most prepared country in the world, our friends in Japan were rocked to their very core following the earthquake and tsunami last Friday. All the things that the world sets its store on bobbed and tossed in the water and wind, like tossed toys, as one reporter put it. Catastrophic beyond measure, the effects of nature battered, ruptured and plundered in a way that rendered humanity helpless, naked and vulnerable. A wilderness of enormous proportions for so many. How do we find meaning in experiences such as these? Whether it is close to home in our own personal world, which can be ruptured and dislodged with the diagnosis of serious illness, or on a whole continent with immeasurable impact on so many, we can feel equally alone and abandoned. Where is God? This is no time for pious platitudes or cheap answers. It is in this wilderness that we cry out to God with every fibre of our being. As Christians, we believe and hope that we are not alone in these wildernesses. We believe that our God is amongst us, weeping, hurting, and holding us. There are no shortcuts in the wilderness. There is no way around. We can only journey through. We can't see any green shoots in the images from Japan as yet. However, we hold on to hope that our God can hold the ruptures and fissures of this broken and hurting world, and equally, the ruptures and fissures of our cracked lives. And in time, through those same fissures and cracks, we long for green shoots to break through. As we journey through the wilderness this Lent, we do so not alone. And as we journey through, may we get glimpses of Christ. For the moment, we journey on, we journey through.